This is 89.1 WEMU. It is your community NPR station, and it is that time of week, but this is a special week. I'm joined by Nick Aldrink from Marquee Arts. He is here each week for Cinema Chat, this week no exception, but this, Nick, is Ann Arbor Film Festival week, and it's an exciting time all around town.
Yeah, it's really exciting to see so many people from around the world inside our theater and appreciating the beauty of it and some really great experimental films. There's really nothing like the Ann Arbor Film Festival.
It is the oldest avant-garde experimental film festival in the world. That says something. This is the 64th edition.
That's right. 180 films from 20 countries of all lengths and genres. There's a little bit something for everybody in this festival.
I had the opportunity to talk earlier this week with Leslie Raymond.
Yeah.
She's the executive director of the Ann Arbor Film Festival. And she was kind of highlighting there's a virtual reality installation there. The art that decorates the Michigan Theater lobby is spectacular.
Yeah.
But there's also a lot of opportunity, as you do throughout the year, to engage with, talk with, meet, and have kind of event-oriented things with the filmmakers themselves.
That's right. And, you know, with experimental film, I mean, it's really something that it's really hard to pitch to somebody who may not appreciate it. But, I mean, you just have to throw yourself into the water of it, because not only is it experimental, it's, you know, giving you something that you've never seen before, but it's something that you've never seen before from all over the world. So it's kind of every person has their take on what experimental film is, and depending on where they come from and their background, that changes, you know, how it is represented on the screen. It's really fascinating.
You know, I was genetically born left-brained, and I'm so jealous of really creative right-brained people. Sometimes when you talk about the world of experimental film, you meet some experimental people.
Yeah, that's right.
and to me, it's absolutely fascinating. Well, the festival's going to run through the 29th. Beyond that, you can view all the award winners and things online from the 30th on. So it's going to be a great thing, and I hope this year's edition turns out to be the biggest and the best ever.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So looking forward to that. Mm-hmm. Well, there are other movies outside of the festival realm that are going to be in town and available, and opening this week is something that should be semi-tantalizing. It's called Forbidden Fruits.
Forbidden Fruits is opening tomorrow at the State Theater. It's about a free Eden employee, Apple, who secretly runs a witchy femme cult in the basement of a mall store after hours. When a new hire challenges their performative sisterhood, the women are forced to face their own poisons or succumb to a bloody fate. Now, this sounds dark. This is a comedy.
They've turned it farcical.
Yeah. It's kind of taking on. There's a film from the 90s called The Craft,
and
it feels very reminiscent of that, or, you know, Mean Girls or Clueless or something like that. But it's from director Meredith Alloway. It's based on the stage play, and this is the name of the play: "Of the Woman Came the Beginning of Sin, and Through Her All We Die." And that was by Lily Houghton, who also wrote the screenplay, produced by Diablo Cody, who directed Juno.
She's got a pedigree.
That's right. And starring Lily Reinhart, Lola Tung, Victoria Pedretti, Emma Chamberlain, Alexander Shipp, and Gabrielle Union.
Well, when you first started describing it, I didn't think it was going to go in the direction it ended up. So it actually sounds very appealing to me.
Mm-hmm.
The one that's not necessarily appealing to me, but I know people who are very excited about the release of this and have been very tantalized by the trailer that says, "We can't show you things."
That's right,
They will kill you.
They will kill you. That is opening tomorrow in multiplexes around the country. This is about a woman answers a cryptic ad for a housekeeping job at a luxurious yet foreboding New York City high-rise. Upon arrival, she discovers residents have vanished without a trace for decades, fueling whispers of satanic cult lurking in the shadows. And this stars Zazie Beetz, Tom Felton, Heather Graham, and Patricia Arquette.
Well, certainly a good cast, and we'll see what they do with the script and whether they keep us in for 90 minutes. Palestine 36, I think this is the one that hit me the most as something I want to put on my must-see list.
Yeah, we had a great screening of this last Sunday, but now it's returning for a run, and that run is going to start Tuesday, March 31st at the Michigan. Set in 1936 as Palestinian villages revolt against British colonial rule, Yusuf navigates between Jerusalem and his rural home amidst escalating unrest and a pivotal moment for the British Empire. And this is from writer, director Anne-Marie Jassir. And this was selected as the Palestinian entry for the Best International Feature Film at this year's Academy Awards. It made the December shortlist, but though was not nominated.
nonetheless, yeah, you're right up there. That's a good one, and the subject matter is timely and to me personally, as a news junkie, fascinating, because now you get to put a kind of human element to
that's
all
right.
of it. Yeah, I love that. You are listening to Cinema Chat on your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU. I'm alongside Nick Aldering from Marquee Arts, and there's some special screenings that will be available to us as well.
Yeah, we have No Other Choice that's returning for a single screening this Saturday, March 28th at 1 o'clock at the State. This is part of our Korean Cinema Now series presented by the University of Michigan Nam Center for Korean Studies, and that means it's free and open to the public. Abruptly laid off after 25 years at the same company, a desperate man goes to extreme lengths to eliminate the competition for the job he wants.
Well, there's life in a bottle, right? And Pariah, I am unfamiliar with this movie from 2011.
Yeah, this is a little-known indie film that came out in 2011. This will play Tuesday, March 31st at 7 o'clock at the Michigan. This is the final in our Films Made by Women, About Women series that we've been presenting this month. It's from director Dee Reese. This is about teenager alike. Who lives in Brooklyn's Fort Greene neighborhood with her parents and her younger sister. A lesbian alike quietly embraces her identity and is looking for her first lover, but she wonders how much can she truly confide in her family, especially with her parents' marriage already strained. And when alike's mother presses her to befriend a colleague's daughter, alike finds the gal to be a pleasant companion.
Seems like I would have remembered that movie.
Yeah.
Somehow it slipped by me, or I've forgotten. But yeah. Something to look forward to, and thanks for bringing it back.
Yeah.
One that I have not forgotten. It was a phenomenon back in the early 90s,
yeah.
And this was the Super Mario Brothers.
Yeah. A phenomenon for almost all the wrong reasons. yes, this is the original, the 1993 Super Mario Bros., and we're presenting it on 35mm Wednesday, April 1st at 7 o'clock. Mario and Luigi, plumbers from Brooklyn, find themselves in an alternate universe when evolved dinosaurs live in high-tech squalor. Their only hope is to save our universe from invasion by the dino dictators, by the dino dictator Koopa. And this stars Bob Hoskins and John Leguizamo as Mario and Luigi, and Dennis Hopper as President King Koopa.
And unfairly, a couple of those actors went relatively unfazed, but
yeah.
Bob Hoskins, it really did some damage to his career.
Yes, yes, it did. And this is April 1st, but we promise it's not a joke. it's the new Super Mario Galaxies movie is coming out, so we decided to go in another direction.
Well, another foreign film. This one, again, looks good. I did not know it. It's from 1959. It's called Good Morning.
Good Morning. This will play next week, Thursday, April 2nd at 7 o'clock. This is presented with the U of M Center for Japanese Studies, free and open to the public as well. And this is from director Yasujiro Ozu, one of the great Japanese filmmakers. It's about two young siblings who go on to take a pledge of silence in an effort to persuade their parents into buying a television.
Yeah, you know, and what an interesting time to watch that movie and get that perspective of what the future might be.
Yeah, yeah. And this is such a delightful comedy. If you haven't seen this one, it's really one of the great Japanese films of all time.
And Fantastic Planet from the early 70s, which is... That's a period all its own.
Yeah. this is a surreal adult animated film. It's will be playing also next week, Thursday at 8 o'clock, part of Late Night Classics. This is set on a faraway planet where blue giants rule and oppressed humanoids rebel against their machine-like leaders.
Well...
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah,
there are a number of movies that opened the week while we were fundraising and not on the air, and they're going to continue.
Yeah, Project Hail Mary is continuing at the State, and this is really the film of the season right now. It is about science teacher Ryland Grace, who wakes up alone on a spaceship light years from Earth, and as his memory returns, he uncovers a mission to stop a mysterious substance killing the sun and save Earth. An unexpected friendship may be the key, and it stars Ryan Gosling in the lead role. And
of course, he's going to be the hero.
Yeah, and this is from directors Phil Lord and Chris Miller, who made the Lego Movie, Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs, and producers of the Spider-Verse films. Really creative filmmakers here.
And Ready or Not 2, Here I Come.
Yes, this is now playing at the State as well. After surviving one deadly game, Grace and her sister Faith must now outrun four rival families competing for a powerful throne in Winner Takes All. And this stars Samara Weaving, Catherine Newton, Sarah Michelle Gellar, and Elijah Wood. Kind of horror-esque, but it's more of an action comedy. This is another really fun one.
One that might be more in line with my sensibilities is Toe with Rose Byrne.
Yeah, this is the true story of Amanda Ogle, a homeless Seattle woman who fought her way out of a tow company hell to reclaim her life and car after receiving a tow bill for $21,634.
Can you imagine? That would... That make me lose my mind, and that's part of the story. Undertone, what's that all about?
This is also now playing at the state. This is they're calling this the scariest movie you will ever hear. It's about the host of a popular paranormal podcast who becomes haunted by terrifying recordings mysteriously sent her way.
All right, lots of choices, and the Ann Arbor Film Festival to enjoy. Get out there and see a movie and perhaps enjoy the festival as a whole, running through the 29th. Nick, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, David.
I appreciate it. That is Nick Aldering from Marquee Arts. Again, the Ann Arbor Film Festival running through the 29th. Get down and check out something. It's a really good experience. I'm David Fair, and this is your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU-FM, Ypsilanti, and this is Cinema Chat.